You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
While the unemployment rate has grown and increased, we have some companies that are aiming to decrease that unemployment rate by doing their little part. I'm joined on the line by the Chief Operating Officer of the latest mobile virtual network operator to launch in South Africa, C-Connect, Richard Frost. Good evening, Richard. Lovely to speak to you. Tell us about C-Frost. Congrats on the launch. Or C-Connect, sorry.
Good evening, Jimmy. Good evening, listeners. Yeah, just a point of correction, Jimmy. Richard Anderson, not Richard Frost. So C-Connect, very exciting day for us. And a very proud day in the short history of C-Connect. We're here as an MVNO, the newest MVNO to enter into the SA market, bringing more choice, competition, cost-effective mobile services that don't compromise on quality. And we really want to be first and most rewarding choice for savvy prepaid subscribers.
Apologies for that slight error, Richard. Let's look at the offering that you have. What makes the C-Connect offering that much more special than what we have existing in the market? I mean, it's certainly a competitive market, to say the least. Why would someone want to look at your offering over anyone else's?
Absolutely. It's a very competitive, highly competitive market. I think we looked earlier at some stats where I think the average consumer now has two SIM cards. So it is a difficult market to enter. We believe that we have a unique value proposition where we reward customers for doing what you do already, which is buying airtime, buying data, and we give you 10% back in our pocket or in your pocket in our in-app currency, which we call chichings. So 10% back for just recharging with airtime and data. And then you get to use that 10% of those chichings on a variety of products, including prepaid electricity, water, gaming vouchers, a partnership with Ticket Pro. You can get events tickets as well, as well as some bill payments, or of course, if you just want to buy more airtime or data.
That's quite an interesting approach to include a reward system within things that people use on an everyday basis. Richard, I want to look at the telecoms landscape. Obviously, we've touched on the fact that it's a very competitive space. Why go the MVNO route?
Well, I think it offers additional value offering to the South African consumer. So it is a complex market, but what an MVNO does is it really starts to drive competition in a different way. And I think MVNOs, we've seen recently the success of some of the banks that the banks have had in South Africa. That really helps to make sure that the value propositions are competitive, but also that the service offering that MNOs and MVNOs give to their customers must be at the highest level, which again only benefits the end user. So we can be flexible, we can be agile, and we don't have to invest in heavy infrastructure, but we can still provide that service to the end consumer.
Speaking of these services to the end consumer, you've launched now as an MVNO. People can access your services. They can sort of use you as a mobile operator. What other services are in the pipeline for C-Connect?
So at the moment, we have been focusing largely on the prepaid sector. We have three platforms where you can engage with us on our app, our USSD, and our website. Important to note that our app and our USSD are both zero rated, so there's no charge to use the app once it's downloaded, and there's no charge to use the USSD string. So we focus largely on a prepaid offering. However, we also have recently developed a SIM-only offering, so very excited to start testing that. It's fairly new to market. We're partnering with a direct marketing provider at the moment to initiate that. I'm very excited to bring that offering to consumers. In addition, we're also looking at partnering with several wholesale opportunities within the market where we're engaging on a B2B basis with several parties at the moment.
Mm. Richard, what would you say is the biggest challenge that still remains within the telecom space if you have to look at perhaps what your competitors are doing, perhaps where the need sits within the market? I mean, we know there's been a huge drive to increase connectivity as a whole, but what would you say is still the biggest challenge that remains for consumers and for you as a business?
I think really for us as an MVNO, Jimmy, the biggest challenge is education and awareness around our product and how it actually works. I think there has in the past been a lot of skepticism about MVNOs, that they don't provide the same quality service as an MNO. I think it is important to note that we leverage our host operator's network service. So Actually, our service is completely comparable with our host network operator. So that understanding within consumers that, you know, it's not just another person. We are a credible and reliable service provider is important to get across. And I think the value proposition that we can offer our customers is crucial as well, how we really make sure that customers realize and see value in the product that we give.
Well, we wish you the best of luck in the challenging environment you've chosen to enter into, but we certainly welcome the competition. We certainly welcome the service offering that it means for consumers, and we'll wait to see how this plays out. That was Richard Anderson, who's Chief Operating Officer at C-Connect, on their latest launch as a mobile network operator.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.